It's time now for your letters, starting with the sound that broke Chicago's heart.
Rio de Janeiro.
As the International Olympic Committee turned its back on the Windy City on Friday to give Rio de Janeiro the 2016 Summer Games.
We heard the disappointed voices of several Chicagoans on air, and some of you felt we gave the impression that all of Chicago wanted the Games. Ian Blecker of Pittsburgh writes that 45% of Chicagoans in one poll were against hosting the Games. One big reason? Money. Mr. Blecker writes, consider that it took Montreal about 30 years to pay off the $1 billion it ran up hosting in 1976. Put that together with all the headaches of major construction projects and big crowds throughout the city, and you can understand why so many people were relieved by the news.
Well, Stephen Pace was not relieved. He was among the disappointed standing in Daly Plaza on Friday, and he writes this, our not getting the 2016 Games here just reaffirms what I have said since I moved here 5 years ago. Chicago is the best-kept secret in America.
Georgia State University can cheer its new football team next year with a new fight song. And my question to the school's director of athletic bands about the wisdom of starting a football program during a deep recession prompted this response from GSU professor Paul Katz. He writes, I have to say I was skeptical about spending money on a football program. However, your national exposure for Georgia State just proved why universities make this investment. We certainly don't get this type of press when our faculty make advances in research or when our students are successful in their studies, but if we hire someone to write a fight song, we make it onto NPR. Thanks for the story, Professor Katz says, but now follow it up about the formation of our new neuroscience institute or about the face of our diverse student body. And he ends, go Panthers.
And go us. Martha Schneerman of Bloomington, Illinois, cheered our program, but she also had this pressing question. I have been missing Michelle. Will she be returning soon? Well, indeed she will. Our co-host Michelle Norris, who's been off since June writing a book, returns tomorrow, and we're very happy to have her back.
Hear, hear. Got a comment, a question, a quibble with anything that you've heard on the program? If so, go to npr.org and click on Contact Us at the bottom of the page.